Hi, my name is Pat Kirkish, and we're at my gallery Dovetail Collection in Healdsburg, California. We are an American handcraft gallery.
A little bit off subject, but the reason that I decided to come up here had to do with the fire and post-fire.
Mm-hmm.
And down the coast and around the world, what some people think and what we hear and what we see is a disconnect from the reality up here. For example, there was my wife met a woman in the grocery store down in Central Coast, California. She said, we were going to Healdsburg, but we changed our plans because of the fire.
Right.
And she's trying to explain, well, I don't think they were really directly affected.
Well, it was awfully smoky here, but it's true, the fire actually didn't touch Healdsburg. If you drive throughout the wine country right now, you're going to see a bit of scar here and there, but it's really a small part of the location.
Did you notice a drop off after the fire and up until now in people coming to Healdsburg?
At first, of course, it was quite slow, and honestly, I didn't want anybody walking out in that smoke. The air quality was terrible.
Yeah, but once the smoke cleared.
It was a little slow at first, but since then it feels like it's building. And a lot of the reason, though, we find is a lot of people are coming up through San Francisco Bay Area, day trippers coming up to join us. I think the press helped a lot with that, getting the story out that the fire didn't actually burn down the whole wine country. It left some scars on our land, but this is still a really beautiful place.
Yeah, no kidding. That is the tragedy, double tragedy, is that the perception from the media, I mean, such sensational images led one to believe that the whole Tri-Counties was burning.
Well, who doesn't love good drama? And
yeah,
those images were extremely dramatic. We were watching them ourselves from our home here, but I don't want to downplay the tragedy. In fact, we do have many, many acquaintances and friends who have lost their homes, but this is a very positive area. A lot of people are supporting them, and a lot of people have move forward attitudes.
So the community as a whole and individually, you guys are doing a lot to support each other and do fundraisers and whatnot. I see the posters around town.
I've never seen so many great concerts happening in such a short amount of time. In here, we don't serve socks and food, so we are not the first responder, but we've been doing our own to help our own clients who lost their homes with receipts and insurance help. And we had a big pumpkin blitz sale where we gave all the proceeds to the Redwood Food Bank. So everyone's trying to figure out how to help.
Well, let's jump to your world, your retail business you have here that's a gallery in a sense.
It is a gallery, not a classic art gallery, which is primarily sculpture and wall, but more a functional and American handcraft gallery. We have really extremely talented furniture builders in here who have been building, many of them, over 30 years.
Are they all California-based?
All the furniture makers are in California.
Is that intentional?
That is intentional because we have the talent here. Honestly, logistically, it'd be kind of hard to bring things in from another state, too. As I said, we're lucky. We do have the talent here, and we, you know, we love supporting them and creating a cycle where people can see their work actively.
And there are some real fascinating objects, some almost, I don't know how you describe it, three-dimensional trompe l'oeil or whatever.
We have one artist who has created artwork that has a three-dimensional effect. It's called inverse perspective, originally a Byzantine technique, and now the artwork in this gallery is very interactive. You look at it and you can't quite believe what you're seeing. It looks like the painting is following you around as you move, and it's the closest we get to like having a painting that's also almost a carnival ride is so much fun.
It really is. That's worth a stop-in visit just on its own. But as I look around, it's hard to stay focused. I mean, you have pottery behind you.
We're looking at some pottery that's very unusual because most people think that it's hammered metal. It's a Sonoma-based potter who has hand-thrown these pieces out of porcelain. They are large and beautiful. He put a metallic bronze glaze on them, and they actually look like these amazing metal works.
What a fooled me. And that lightness, I mean, the top is just so thin.
The thinness of the rim.
Yeah, so delicate.
But luckily porcelain, because it's very robust despite its thinness.
A high fire, yeah. And then in the case right here?
So we are the Northern California representative for Ephraim Fiance Pottery. They, in my opinion, have taken the arts and crafts movement for pottery and brought it forward. It's like the arts and craft era has never ended when you look at their work, because it's so beautifully done.
And even the colors.
Yeah. They create their own glazes. But they're in Wisconsin. I was so very excited when we were able to start representing their work. It's quite beloved, and a lot of people collect it.
A couple more highlights, things that you are most proud of, things you want to make sure that I saw.
Well, you might notice that there are these gorgeous hand-carved birds all over the gallery. This is a single artist, Gordon Stennett, out of Reading. He is a very, very gifted wood carver, as his father was before him. He scours the coast for unusual mountings for the pieces, coastal driftwood. They're just, as I said, very dynamic, wonderful bird carvings. They're quite popular.
There's a great contrast. You have the real rustic sea-washed driftwood, and then that really finely finished, polished birds.
I'd say it has some reality, because birds usually do land on branches and stumps.
Given the opportunity.
Right, exactly.
Well, thank so much for sharing. This has been great.
Absolutely. It was really a delight to talk to you today.
For further information, you guys have a website?
shopdovetail.com. May I spell that?
Yes, do, please.
shopdovetail.com.
And you're located pretty close to the town square in Healdsburg?
We are one block north of the town square. A lot of people know the restaurant Willie's. It's pretty popular, and we share the courtyard with Willie's, 407 Healdsburg Avenue.
So I know where I'm going next.
Yeah, it's hard to get a bad meal in Healdsburg, actually. The restaurants here are amazing.
Yeah, you guys, you do know you're spoiled, right?
We know we're spoiled. We are very lucky to live in this place. It's a kind of an oasis.
Thanks again for sharing. What a pleasure.
Thank you very much. It was really enjoyable.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Healdsburg, California. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.